When I'm talking to these women, especially on their first visits, I explain to them that the horror stories they've heard from people who, A, have never been diagnosed or treated with breast cancer are just that, horror stories, they're myths, that they need to wipe those things from their mind, erase them completely, and look around the room. I will bring them back to the actual infusion room where they'll see other women being treated who are conversing, talking on the phone, watching a movie, and relaxing, essentially, and show them that this is what it's like for our patients here who are receiving treatments. And then I talk to them about the difference between being treated in the curative setting versus those patients who are being treated with metastatic disease, that this is our opportunity to treat and be aggressive and get them through this and hopefully have a cure.
How do you explain what the idea is behind adjuvant therapy in terms of the fact that their scans are all negative, et cetera, yet they're still going to be receiving treatment?
I explain to them that essentially our goal here is to destroy any microscopic cells that we can't see, any cells that may have broken free and could be circulating throughout their bodies.
I know there are many different kinds of chemotherapy that are used in the adjuvant situation. What are some of the ways you prepare patients to receive adjuvant chemotherapy?
If it's prior to their actual treatment, I'll sit down and I'll go over some of the drugs they'll be receiving and some of the corresponding side effects with those agents. If it's actually their day of treatment, I think their mindset is completely different. They're so overwhelmed that if they hear 5% of what you're saying, that's a lot of information. So at that point in time, I really do try to minimize what I bombard them with and provide them with a very generic handwritten form of instructions that point out the basics to call for any nausea and vomiting, call for any diarrhea, call for any constipation, certainly call for a fever greater than 100.4 or 100.5, the red flags for oncology nurses and oncology professionals, so that they have a general guide. And I think that patients go home with the assumption that they have cancer, they've received chemotherapy, they should be having diarrhea, or they should be vomiting and don't report these side effects, and that's how they get in trouble.